This is the Revengerous Podcast of Stuff. I am one of your hosts, Bresh Vic Penicillin, along with Dr. Tasty.
Hi.
The Southside Santa.
More breathing loudly.
Wait. Hi, sorry.
Dirk Hirsch.
Guten Tag.
Commodore Bob.
Hey.
El Cocho.
Hola.
And Bob Coffee, King of the Interns.
Shazam!
There's seven of us this week. It's a lot.
We're compensating.
Yeah.
For how bad of a podcast this is gonna end up being, so we decided to get a bunch of us in on it.
We've extended the break room.
We're taking it easy.
What the fuck is a podcast?
Well, we have a lot to get to this week. Although we have been taking it easy. Has anybody had any adventures or battles that they fought? Any crime fighting recently?
I fought so many crime that it would take up the whole podcast talking about it.
We'll do a separate podcast of just that, and then
Dr. Tasty's podcast of the stuff that he did and totally didn't make up.
Right. I'll just record those and then not publish them. If people are interested in fighting a new type of crime, there's a new type of outlaw in the West. As you know, California has a lot of industry. One of those big business is agriculture, specifically bees. Bee agriculture. And now there are bee rustlers going into the apiaries of innocent beekeepers and rustling all their bees from the unsuspecting farmers, just stealing entire beehives sometimes. People are helpless to protect their insects. And I don't, it's hard times for the beekeepers right now.
Someone call Mark Wahlberg and Shyamalan.
What do you guys think we should do?
Give them bear traps.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
So they just go in and just take the whole entire hives, or they're trying to collect the bees or the honey, or they're just taking everything.
It's kind of like they refer to it as like a chop shop with cars, with like car thieves. Like they'll go and they'll take entire hives and then like cut them into boxes and then, you know, put those boxes in, you know, into their their smuggler's den, and then they transfer them and file the serial numbers off of the bees.
No. Listen, it's Jerry. It's my friend Jerry. He lives out that way.
Yeah.
He has this way with a slide whistle. He's like the Pied Piper of bees using a slide whistle. He can walk right in there. Yeah, they just fly out of there.
It's dangerous work.
Now, if it's anyone other than just Jerry that's doing this, I like the mental image of more than one crime going on with this, because they're like, oh, hey, yeah, it's an actual old chop shop. Stealing cars, it really wasn't as lucrative. Let's also start stealing some beehives, and then they end up just bringing all the beehives into this chop shop where people are trying to end up, like, sanding stuff down and blowing stuff, and then, like, they just get covered in bees and start running around.
They look like one of those carnival people who have all the bees all over them. But that's consensual when they do it.
There was during the Cold War, there is this guy in a special military unit, like special forces unit, and he went by the code name The Pain, and he had the ability to control bees and shoot them like bullets and use them as like a body shield.
Yeah.
But he died in the Cold War.
It's a surprisingly common superpower to have, though. You see all those people with bee beards and, like,
right,
bee
yeah.
coats.
And where the fuck are you going? I've never seen this.
Oh, all the time. You don't run into them just down on the South Side? Like, they're always there.
Yeah, I just seen one last week in Lawrenceville.
It's crazy.
Covered in bees.
And it's really surprising. I mean, we kind of need those bee savants to help us out, because all the bees, you know, are in trouble from pesticides and infection, and the bee population is in danger. So it's really sad, but it seems inevitable, really, that there will be a black market for people to steal bees.
Well, really, it's more of a black and yellow market.
You think it's like Steeler fans, or like just people in Pittsburgh in general with stealing the bees, black and yellow?
Isn't it happening in like California?
It's happening in California. They're probably Raiders fans. But I will say this. I think that all of us should probably get some cars and stake out the place where the bees are being stolen. Maybe we could even put in some undercover revengerous to act as the bee rustlers to like work our way in.
I can do that.
We could call it the sting.
The sting. Ooh, you see what he did there? It's like a play on words. Oh man.
I'm the worst. Okay, so this is in the article. Beekeeper Joe Romance. I shit you not, his name is Joe Romance. Says this is his actual
Joe
quote.
Romance.
Hey, Joe Romance.
Is his go-to pet name Honey?
Yeah, everyone calls him Honey. The worst thing you can do is steal a man's bees, because that's his livelihood. Everybody puts their heart and soul into their bees, and then you just up and steal them? You're a scumbag. That's his message to the bee rustlers.
Hey, I'm just Joe Romance over here with my bees. You're stealing my bees. What the hell?
Just trying to make a livelihood on pollens.
The bees, that you know, we have supper every night.
Hey, you guys want some bees?
Yeah, what do you do? Do you put the bees in your coat and then you open up your...
I got me some high-quality bees here.
Hey, those
don't
are bees.
Don't pollinate the shit out of your plants.
Those aren't bees. Those are yellow jackets.
Candyman's like the first bee wrangler, you know. You
open bee rustler, I think was the...
Yellow jacket.
He has a trench coat. He opens it up. He's covered in bees. Oh, my gosh.
Is he flashing you? But
Yeah. Like, hey, does do anything for you? Jesus Christ!
Well, I'm covered. I'm covered in bees.
Come on, guys. This ain't no jacket. It's a blazer.
I hear that the bee rustlers can only attack a bee farm once and then they die.
Well, really, honestly, this is a big problem. Because the world is having a bee problem.
Mm-hmm.
And normally you'd think a bee problem would be, like, too many bees. But, in fact, it's not. It's the opposite. It's not enough bees. Because bees are so important to the ecosystem that they pollinate shit and shit does stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was a scientific explanation, by the way.
Well, if you're picnicking and there's bees around you and you're like, ugh, I hate bees. I wish they were all dead. That's anecdotal. It's the same thing with climate change. Because even though you're experiencing a hot bee climate or a cold bee climate, doesn't mean that that's what's happening in aggregate.
Yes.
All right, I'm moving on. I've had enough.
Fucking bees!
Fuck your bees. This is a sad story, actually. This next story is very sad. And if anyone here has ever had to deal with a really protracted, frustrating insurance battle, then you'll probably understand this. We haven't as revengerous because we just, you know, we're not insured and we just always let other people deal with that. But a Florida woman whose home was damaged is in a legal battle with her insurance company to cover those damages caused when her neighbor's corpse exploded in the apartment above hers. And she's been ordered to foot the bill for the cleanup. This has been a 6-year battle for full insurance coverage. And yeah, the body's explosion soaked the walls in grotesque body goo, corpse goo, you know, bodily fluids leaking into every crevice of her home. That's pretty bad. I mean, I had a hot water heater break on me once, but it didn't have corpse goo in it.
How did the corpse blow up?
Well, it was in there. It was in there for a long time. She died of old age, and she had just been upstairs bloating for weeks. There was a foul odor. Nobody reported it. Oh, her dog, the lady's dog upstairs, was still alive. So draw your conclusions there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's so annoying, bloating. It, you know, they just go around and they're just like, hey, I'm so great. Look at me. I'm bloating.
What?
It's like, yeah, they're so full of themselves.
Yeah, it's true.
They really are full of themselves.
Like, and this person was so arrogant that they blew up.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Oh, wait.
You're thinking of gloating, not bloating.
What? What's bloating then?
Bloating is like when something dies, which I know we've had to explain this to you several times, but sometimes certain organisms stop doing, and then sometimes they get filled with gas as they rot. And you know what rotting is because you've seen your food do it when you don't get to it in time. I mean, you eat it anyways. And then it gets bigger and stinkier.
I don't see what the problem is.
Well, it's not a problem for the person who died. It's a problem for the person whose apartment is under yours. And then when they explode, all the goo gets over your, like, stereo and refrigerator and stuff.
Why don't people just use their energy powers to, like, burn the goo off of the surfaces?
It just, because then it gets burned in and it's like a resin and it still smells bad. It smells like burned goo at that point. We tried that.
Couldn't you go in and just, like, anti-physics the goo out of existence?
Yeah, I'm going to do that for every single person that this happens to. Do you know how many times this happens to people every year? It's a big problem.
I don't know. What does everyone else think?
Bob Coffey, you're an expert in cleaning up really horrible messes. What do you think about this?
I mean, you're going to use a lot of bleach for that stuff, and it just never comes out. Like, why wouldn't the insurance company help with that one? I don't know.
State Farm, let's name them so that people can shame them. State Farm.
Like, good neighbor, State Farm is there. Clean up my thing.
Is not there for you. They rejected her claim because her damage was for her property was only listed, quote, specific perils, and a decomposing body was not one of them.
Like your upstairs neighbor, State Farm is rotting through your walls.
Nice. Like a good neighbor, State Farm will not report that your neighbor is dead in the room next to you.
Oh, God, State Farm. I mean, if you say the song, they'll appear, which is really creepy. It's like, you just make them appear next to you.
Well, you know that most insurance companies are actually groups of bad awesomes, right?
Evil awesomes, yeah.
Douchey awesomes.
Mm-hmm. With faux hawks.
I mean, that was like, that's a well-known douchey awesome takeover of our economic infrastructure.
Well, yeah, look how they took over the Affordable Care Act, which was supposed to regulate them, and now it just benefits them.
That was sweet. Kocha's doing that space-time thing again.
He's teleporting in.
He just blipped out of existence.
El Cocho, are you secretly a State Farm insurance agent, and then someone said the song and it made you disappear?
Who told... No, not at all.
Okay. Because we know you can't teleport. You would join an organization that allowed you the ability to teleport.
Guys, come on. That's not nice.
I think all it's a curse or someone's what's fucking wrong with walking? Him. Because... he doesn't have any powers.
But, you know, in other news, which has nothing to do with that last story, this could be good news or bad news. I want to see how you react to it. You may have heard that the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HARP, which has been doing any number of things that you could speculate on for the past how many decades since...
Death ray.
It is now being shut down. The $290 million facility is no longer able to keep going. It was started in the 1980s, and after the Cold War ended, they didn't need to, death rays as much. They just or weather weapons or mind control devices. So they just kind of sat there and just tested for atmospheric processes. They didn't, in low frequency waves, it didn't really do anything. So they're dismantling it this summer.
Can we end up getting that stuff on sale? Like, they're dismantling it, and can we end up, buying some of their cooler stuff and putting it on the base? I think we could end up upgrading some of the base.
That's a good point. And in true Revengerous fashion, we're neither saddened nor gladdened by the news, but opportunistically looking for a good deal.
How big is the space?
Which space?
Of the building.
Their building has, it doesn't say how many feet. Let me see.
Isn't it up in Alaska? 30 it's acres. Huge, right?
30 acres.
Oh, we have more than enough.
Yeah. But it's cool, because now we can charge particles in the ionosphere up to 370 miles above the Earth. Kirshen, Bob, can we do that?
Yeah. Why not put it on the moon?
Yeah.
So we have one already, but we could always use more.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Our moon base could use it.
All right. Yeah, we could always use more stuff on our moon. Our moon base could use more filling out. I mean, will we have to wear tinfoil hats while we operate it? That's what I want to know, because I don't look good in tinfoil.
Well, we don't have to, but we can.
I think it's about time that we get rid of all this weather-controlling mumbo-jumbo, because it's not interesting or effective. The least interesting comic book character is Storm.
Well, that's just because of the movies. And the cartoon.
What are you going to do with the weather? Like, there are all these supposed plots by evil people. They go, I'm going to control the weather. Oh, no. And it ends up not doing anything.
Well, DeKirsch, you know a lot about the shadow government. So what has been the plan with HARP for all these years?
Actually, it was supposed to be a laser propulsion system to move the Earth further or closer to the sun. They were experimenting with radio waves to do it. They sent a whole bunch of researchers up there to just mess around and waste our money doing science crap, mostly, instead of actually getting it to work. Real hardworking Americans.
Wasn't there danger of flipping the Earth's magnetic poles?
Well, there's always a risk of that.
Pretty much everything you do every day, there's a risk that you could be the final straw that flips the Earth's magnetic poles. You're making a sandwich, magnetic poles flip, everyone's dead.
There's actually more than just two magnetic poles.
But
we generally don't talk about it much, so you don't really have to worry about them flipping.
Well, there's the
compasses
north pole,
still work the same.
The
it's
south
happened
pole,
before.
The fireman pole, the stripper pole. There's lots of poles.
It just affects the magnetic waves, not the anything else.
I got a pole for you.
Well, at least now we don't have to worry about hearing stupid conspiracy theorists go on and on about HARP, because I swear to God, like, just their ominous fear-mongering.
They could be doing anything they can now. It's like a CIA black site.
So we're gonna...
You know, where they take, like, innocent people and torture them.
So we're going to still keep hearing about this, like, because we get letters from the same guy over and over, just beating the dead horse, just on and on and on about HARP. You might say he's harping on it.
Not really.
No. Oh, damn it.
You mean like that string thing that makes pretty sounds?
Yeah, people hate that, so I defy you to find one person who likes harp music.
Fuck pretty music.
Spock played the harp. Don't knock on Spock.
That's a bumper sticker if ever I heard one. Well, we got a new segment.
Mail. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. And mail. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you. And mailbag. Soon we'll be making another run. The mailbag promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. And mail won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. Yes, mail. Welcome aboard, it's mail bag.
I guess because we've realized that there's rooms full of letters from our fans and victims that we've never read, and we kind of just want to clear them out, but because we're not hoarders, but we are a little OCD, so we want to actually read them before we throw them away. So, Dirkirsch, you got anything good for us?
I've actually got one. Samuel J. Doe sends us a letter, and a self-addressed envelope, no less. He said, I feel asleep last night listening to the Revengerous podcast on loop. And now I can't stop talking like Southside Santa.
Oh, God.
He feels asleep.
Poor son of a bitch.
Oh.
There's more. Some of my friends at work do that voice, too. Others think it's just really annoying. Still, others think we're having strokes.
I'm not entirely convinced that Southside Santa hasn't been having just one really long stroke this whole time we've known him.
Yeah.
Apparently that poor son of a bitch can end up spelling like me, too.
We're considering... we are considering rising up against them, the non-Santa talkers, non-believers. We take them out in the woods and build a huge fire and put on Santa suits and sacrifice the norms to gain the favor of our huge-headed lord.
That's awesome. That's exactly what I've been doing every Thursday night.
Hey, you've got your own cult.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Does this appease you, my lord?
I mean, it kind of gets me a little hard.
So, yeah, That's
so yeah. I'm down with that shit.
Oh, so it pleases their huge-headed
it's
lord.
It's pleasing them.
Nice. Let's all do the Gregorian chant in honor of Southside Santa's cult forming.
Oh, that's a
right.
Can end up making a cult out
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
On planet Hoth, they read walnuts.
Anything else in the old mailbag?
You've been approved for this offer. No annual fee plus our lowest intro APR. Your pre-approval means you meet our initial criteria and are likely to be approved. Reply today.
Wow.
Ooh, lucky dog.
Dear the Revengerists, based on a recent review of your credit information, you've been selected for this Capital One Platinum MasterCard offer.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
It is platinum.
It's free money.
It's not gold. It's not silver. Well, it looks kind of like silver, but it's platinum.
It's actually silver. They just ended up remarketing it.
I think we just, I don't need to hear anymore. I think we should do it. I think we should just all sign up with fake names and information and just get the free money that they're sending us.
Do we even have real names?
Breshvik Penicillin's a real name. What are you talking about?
I
Brant Humberdinger.
Like, officially documented names.
Oh, you mean, like, are we on any government registries?
I mean, we're on a bunch of lists. Watch lists.
Yeah.
Cease and desist lists.
Why don't we just use a real person's name?
Yeah. I'll make one up. I'll make one up who will be the person that these credit card companies just automatically put the burden of debt onto. How about, Bob, that's a common name, and just an object here in the room, coffee,
yeah!
There you go. Just write that down.
No.
Is that...
I already know.
Is there one B or two?
I don't know. How do you spell your name, Bob?
Oh, it's B-O-B.
Okay.
Bob, as you're saying it, spelling it.
Yeah.
C-O-F-F-E-E.
Okay, just like it sounds.
Yes.
All right, got it.
Yeah. But,
cool, send that in.
But, like... send that in. Yeah.
Can you sign on the bottom?
So, like, this won't affect, like, my student loans and my credit score now, will it?
Look, you're a Revengerist now. You're not gonna pay that shit anyways.
Okay.
We have this little thing called negligence.
This negligence sounds pretty...
We've sort of transcended any sort of economic responsibility. So
yeah, we're really fiscally responsible because we don't. You know how like big banks are too big to fail? Well, we're too big to care.
Well, also we can just yell at people when they're like, "Hey, can I have that money back?" No.
What money?
No, you can't.
Good luck finding us in our secret underground base. That's either underneath Nevada or Europe.
Or we might be on the moon. Good luck getting us there.
Yeah, get us on our moon
dick.
Base, Monday through Friday.
Good, even if you find it, good luck trying to get through the front door.
Yeah. There is no door on the moon,
close
stupid.
Close Sundays.
Speaking of... going back to the bloated corpse
right.
story.
Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week.
Whenever I am fighting a human being or trying to help them, assist.
Yeah.
They're always falling apart or getting exploded, and it's too easy to do. The jerk of the week really that I'm talking about is human anatomy.
Quite fragile.
All
mammals.
No, not all mammals are as easily exploded as humans.
Not bears.
I can at least shoot an energy blast at a bear, and it can shrug it off sometimes if it's weak.
But like deers and raccoons and womp rats.
They're all actually surprisingly hardy. It's just human beings that are so damn fragile.
Human beings and armadillos, they're the ones that get leprosy.
You know, I can't channel ki or shake someone's hand without like ripping their arm off or exploding their abdomens.
Well, I think when we evolved, we sacrificed better muscle tone and resiliency for like higher brain function, and look how that turned out.
Yeah. Yeah, real well. Humans are so smart. But, you know, the other day I was...
Jerry Springer.
In one of my many, many heroic adventures, I was fighting one of Cybear's enemies, and they were, like, robbing a bank or something. And I had, like, defeated the bad guy with, like, a running punch, and I was still running, and I couldn't stop my momentum because I wasn't trying. And there was a dude there, and he looked kind of tough, and I was like, hey, can you help me out? Give me a hand. And he went to brace himself for impact to stop me, and I just went right through him. And he exploded in a shower of, like, blood and gore. And, you know, that was really rude. That was rude of his physique to not withstand the locomotive power that was behind my probably unnecessary maneuver.
Well, let me ask Commodore Bob and Dekirsch this, because they're in the labs all the time. Have you guys ever, like, happened to run any tests on, like, how much trauma a human body can stand? Is that something you've ever, like, even considered doing?
Of course. That's why all of your clothing, we have put sensors in to determine how each blow affects you, so that we could research the data later for our simulations.
We also have high-pressure water tanks.
You increase the pressure in the Bacta tank until they explode. It just becomes red. I've seen that. I thought that was
sensors in there, too.
This is all valuable information, because if you put this in a simple-to-read list of charts and diagrams, Dr. Tasty can laminate that and then take it with him on adventures to know what those physical limitations are.
Can I have flashcards?
Of course, you'll need them, because there's so many different situations. That's the thing. Humans will always surprise you with how weak they are and fragile meat bodies. El Cocho, for example, while he has no powers, he knows approximately 6,458 ways to kill a man using only his body parts.
Squishy, squishy.
You would be surprised to know what you could do with your toes.
You know, I was trying to help humans out one time, and there was a guy hanging off of a building, and I was like, grab my hand, I'll pull you up. And he grabbed my hand, but his hand burned off, and he fell off. Or, like, I was trying to pull someone out of a raging river during a flood, and, like, I grabbed their hand, and this time I didn't use my energy powers to pull them up. Instead, I just yanked, and his arm came right off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're the worst.
And then I went to grab his head, and his head just came right off. I don't understand.
You, in desperation, you were, like, flailing around trying to grab parts of him, and they all just kept coming off like a Play-Doh man.
I mean, the rest of you are all human beings, were or are human beings. And, you know, like, Breshvik, I've punched you many times and shot energy blasts at you, and you've shrugged them all off.
Well, technically, you haven't been hitting me. All those are going into a pocket dimension and hitting some poor sap there.
Ah.
I don't allow anything to ever touch me.
Well, you're using your abilities to make up for your frail human physiology.
Totally, which is what everybody should do.
Dirkirch, how many enchantments and spells and rituals have you had to do to, like, get yourself to where you are?
You don't want to know.
I mean,
and technically, I can't even tell you about some of them in a language comprehensible to the human race.
I'm not human.
Yeah, but you have trouble comprehending languages as it is.
Can't you just tell it to me in, like,
flashcards?
In energy or flashcards?
It's not that simple. There's, like, symbols and, like,
flashcards are energy.
There's pan-dimensional symbolism going on, and this whole, like, tree of geometry. It's really advanced non-Euclidean stuff.
Well, whatever. You know, I can shoot a patent Dr. Tasty foot blast at you, like now.
Don't do that. Those always smell really bad.
Yeah,
you foot blast.
I lost access to the teammates I would need to actually complete the rituals to become me again. Mainly because I've killed them one by one and taken their powers.
That's fair.
Oh, so you've combined humans. Maybe humans have like a fusion technique that they're not performing.
See, Commodore Bob is actually just 100% human. Like, you could kill him, except that he's gone into the future and seen his older self, so he knows that he doesn't die before then.
Yeah.
As long as he follows that same path.
I mean, the robotic
limbs. I mean, Commodore Bob.
Yeah.
Catch this energy blast. Dr. Tasty Blast. See, you did it.
I have a little device that fits on my belt, and all it does is it just takes ballistics shell, which is coating under my nylon pants and my rayon shirt, and when you electrically charge it, it actually uses as a repellent. So all I gotta do is, like, hit it. It doesn't do shit. It's like a body shield.
That's why you're so jiggly. Like, because you're a skinny guy with your skinny neck popping out of this, like, fat suit body that's always jiggling. I always wonder what that was about. It does make it hard on adventures when you trip and start rolling, though.
Yeah, that does.
I mean, Kocho, you especially. We've gotten into many fights when I've been, like, trying to defeat my enemy and I accidentally hit you, quote-unquote, and you've survived.
I learned how to take punches and also break falls. So even falling from high, all you gotta do is just tuck and roll, that's it.
You center your energy.
Center of gravity, you line it up and just dart.
These are things that we need to teach people. Like, maybe we should have like workshops or YouTube videos explaining to people how to survive explosions. And then they can try it at home.
Yeah, maybe Bob Coffee can actually be useful for once and like team up with El Cocho to do some like... Because you've taken a few punches in the gut for me before.
Yeah, and I got you a lot of coffee.
What I'm learning is that Dr. Tasty is just going around the base, blasting and punching all of us for literally no
reason. Punch me? Punch
no. A few of the wait, other wait, you're just now learning this?
Like I said, nothing, I usually brush it off. Like, it doesn't actually hit me, so I don't
know.
And I don't pay attention to what the rest of you do.
Yeah, I mean, watch what I do with Santa.
He's trying it again.
Gross.
Yeah, so I'm proving a point here. I'm proving a point that aside from the people that don't die when I touch them, the human anatomy is just one big fucking jerk that needs punched and will probably explode when I do it.
This doesn't really solve the problem, but... Well, it's because you're describing the difference between awesomes and fucking norms. Like, no wonder. Like, you know the difference. That's one of the key things that separates the awesomes from the norms. An awesome can come through things unscathed. They can walk out of an explosion with sunglasses on. And a norm would just... Their pieces would fly in different directions. So, yeah. This is all on our wiki. People can go to our wiki and find out all about this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy named Organism Zero that's been posting some really weird things.
Like, really?
Really, really weird. Even for our standards.
Like, sexy weird.
Ooh.
So they should go check that out.
Because, yes, I'm noticing that most of his makes you a little hot under the collar.
I mean, that's something we were severely lacking. If people have mail for us... Or recommendations or questions.
If you have any information to send us, email it to info@reventress.com.
I thought I knew a lot about sex, but after reading this, I realized I didn't know shit.
That's part of our that's part of the reason the wiki exists is for education
and sex.
Gotta have sex.
Well, I mean, that's most of the reason the internet exists, right?
That's true, too.
I mean, before they posted that article, I had no idea what it was.
Well, Dr. Tasty, you see, when two organisms feel for each other...
We'll explain it later. No, we'll explain it later with flashcards.
Happy gopher goo!
So, Santa...
Yo.
Do you have a product?
Of course I have a product to recommend. You guys have seen Indiana Jones, right?
Of course.
Well, you know yeah. My favorite part in that is when they end up like eating the chilled monkey brains and the eyeball soup and all the snakes and shit all over the table. Snakes, yeah.
Surprise.
From a company, Foxbox, from foxbox.com, you can end up getting monkey heads dishes to serve the monkey brains out of. It's like just under $60, and you can get your own monkey brains bowl. Yeah, it's not dishwasher safe or anything, but
$60 per set
per monkey brain, slave.
Do they sell chilled monkey brain chafing dishes?
A chafing dish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could it's pretty much the same size that's in the movie, so, I mean, I guess you could put some salsa or something in there instead.
Okay, it's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, I've only ever just used real monkey heads, but, yeah, so that's why I've never actually tried.
It's so much better fresh.
I've never actually tried the fake ones, but you can end up getting it from foxbox.com. I'm going to end up endorsing this because I've never tried it.
All right. Well, thank you all once again, and Bob Coffee especially, for making time to do this regularly scheduled podcast. And
I got to apologize, though, because I've been listening to you guys, and I keep forgetting that I'm actually part of the podcast. Except, like, I've just been like, oh, yeah, I can actually say something, and they will...
I encourage people at home to do that, too, and you never know. Maybe their voice will be heard again. Keep the hope alive. That's it for this week. What do we always tell them?
Shave your balls.
Yes.
Good so.
Email us at info@renderous.com.
Get a vaccine.
Stop and smell the roses.
Does this look infected to you?
And if we can't save you...
No one can! What?
You're fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked.
You fucker.
Bear traps.